Hi, everyone. My name is Matt McNeil, and I'm looking forward to joining you on weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. starting July 5th on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM. It's 1 hour every day where we'll talk a lot about regional and national politics, but we'll also talk about a lot of non-political things, too. And you're welcome to call into the show at 952-946-6205. For 1 hour each day, let me be your afternoon quickie. It's The Aggressive Progressive, The Matt McNeil Show, 3 p.m. weekday afternoons starting July 5th on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM.
While trying to stay up on social media.
I was chilling in the shine of the light, not dial doing into my radio.
Welcome device. Back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Wright. I have been joined today by Shane Matt.
Thank you so much for having me. It has really been so much fun. And I'm just so grateful for the chance, and I'm so happy for you.
I'm so happy. Yeah, well, I'm happy for you, too, because I'm excited to see what you're going to do next. And I, you know, I started, I'm obviously of my generation, doing the social media thing hard, which has now led me to radio. Well, it's funny because I had a friend who joked with me once the opportunity, first with WTMJ, obviously now I'm here, but also with Journal Sentinel, and I told him, like, these things have popped up. And he goes, well, you know, what I've always said is that you have a face for print and radio.
That's not true.
I think he was being sarcastic, but it is funny, you know, just for where I started, which was...
Very visible.
Very visible, but also, like, what is the new way, right? The new communications of social media and TikTok and video and stuff like that. And to know that that became attractive to translate into a show on the radio, which granted is still digital, right? Right now we're on YouTube Live, we're on Facebook Live,
right.
We're on Twitter. But it's interesting to get your thoughts on the lasting impact and future of radio, which you've been working in your entire career.
I have. I'm just not very ambitious, Kristen. No, I started on radio. I wanted to be an actress originally.
Oh, we have that in common.
But my father, who was a mortician and was a very pragmatic man, kind of told me, maybe you should have a backup plan. So I started some broadcasting courses and then ultimately went to a broadcasting school because, from my perspective, radio was theater of the mind. And you just got to have the audience, like reading a book, fill in the details in their head about what you look like and, you know, who is in the studio and all of those things. That I found that very attractive. And then I just stuck with it to a point where now I no longer have any other skill sets. I mean, I type really fast. I have a smart mouth. But as far as the future of radio, without all of these other platforms, I would be really concerned. Without the YouTube Lives and the Facebooks. And because I think your generation and younger don't even listen to the radios in their cars.
I actually am surprised, and this might be a Wisconsin thing, because I that totally would have been my assumption prior to coming back to Wisconsin. Podcasts,
right.
You know, short media, like a podcast for sure. But I would say this happened to me not so long ago, mid-July. I was over at Boone and Crockett in Milwaukee, and all of a sudden I heard two women my age who had just gotten off of a pedal tavern. So they were not totally sober, which I appreciate even more. And they go, Kristen Bry! And I turn around, and then they looked kind of shocked that I responded. And so I walk over because I didn't have my glasses on and I couldn't see first.
Right.
So I was like, do I know these people? So I walk up and they listened to WTMJ, and they were probably late 20s, early 30s.
Really?
And they're like, we listen to you every morning and we follow you on social and blah, blah, blah. Like, we think, like, it's so great to have a woman on, like a woman our age on the radio. And I don't know if it's because they grew up listening to radio. And so that's why I say, it may be a Wisconsin thing, but and even more people my age who are like, oh, I heard you on the radio.
Actual so, terrestrial radio.
In the car. And I think that there's more people than, you know, I don't know if there's the same, I have to, in our age, if the, I have to listen to the entire show.
Right.
But at least having it on in the car versus if I'm only going to be in the car for 10 minutes, am I really going to turn on my you know, Pil Simmons podcast.
Right.
I'm going to save that for when I have
when
like
have
a whole
time.
Block to listen to the whole thing. And so I do think that there's still a lot of people who listen to radio. I also think, especially in Wisconsin and other rural areas, that's all you have in the car. Because, like, streaming music from Spotify on your phone when there's no, you know, cellular service
True.
Is not really an option. So you have the radio stations that come in your area. And granted, in Southeast Wisconsin, that's not as big of a deal, but in a lot of the state, it is.
That's a really good point. I had not thought about that. It was just interesting. Over the weekend, I have a radio in the kitchen that I've had for probably 40 years. And it's just your basic AM, FM radio. It doesn't do anything special. It doesn't even have a clock. It's just an old radio that I have used for decades. And the dial thing is broken now. And I don't even know if I can go and buy an actual terrestrial radio. I didn't look on Amazon.
I bet you could. I think I'll get an alarm clock.
Yeah, if it's a clock radio. But
just a radio.
I just want a radio. And I don't even know if they make those. But I am heartened by what you said about still listening in the car and in smaller communities. And that is one of the things that I still think that radio does so well is be local mm-hmm. and be in your community and be part of your community. And I think that still sets it apart. And we can be welcomed. Granted, everybody has a, you know, TV app on their phones and stuff, but I still think we can be people with people in their bathrooms and their bedrooms and their kitchens and their basements and outside when they're working. And I think, I hope anyway, that terrestrial radio, traditional radio will continue.
I think it will. I mean, that's obviously where I've put my money that I'm here, right? It's like, all right, well,
True.
They gave me a show, so it better work.
But still on all these other platforms, which everyone is going to have to do. You know, the YouTubes and the TikToks and the live streaming and all of that stuff. It's just the changing landscape of media, all kinds of media.
Is that the biggest change you've seen in your decades of doing this? Or what is kind of...
Before they allowed, there used to be a lot more local ownership, and they took away a lot of restrictions, so media outlets were able to buy far more media outlets. So back in the day, if I owned a TV station, I could only own one newspaper and one radio station.
Which is what Journal Communications was.
Was,
right?
Exactly.
It was TMJ.
Exactly.
The TV station, the radio station.
And the paper.
And the paper.
That changed. And now they could buy however many outlets that they wanted to, which in theory was supposed to lead to a lot more different content, a lot more variation. And that isn't what happened. I think a lot more things became consolidated, a lot more things became, if you owned three radio stations that were all playing classical music, you would get rid of, you know, two of those and only keep one. So it will be interesting to see what happens going forward.
Yeah. Yeah, that's super interesting. I think you're right, and that's not just radio. That's newspapers.
And
how do you create efficiencies in these local markets?
Absolutely.
While still trying to serve a
your
local
community.
Market.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, Jane, this has been so fun.
It has.
I'm
Thank
gonna
you
have you
so
back.
Much. That would be great.
And... funny to talk about, but I'm so happy that you're here. I'm so happy for your friendship.
And yes, am I.
And so this has been As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Come back tomorrow at 12 p.m. when we'll do it all again.
Thank you so much.